Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
What is going on? Pretty disgusting show this morning.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Well, they could be listening in breakfast time. We don't know when people listen to this episode. But if you're about to eat, I would say quickly into this.
Like, I don't know. Are we 15 minutes to skip it?
15 to 20 minutes into this podcast episode.
Don't skip it.
Maybe just eat the meal now. Eat it right now. As we're talking.
I can kind of smell and taste the topic that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Especially taste it. Because then when I went into the bathroom, I was looking at the radiator.
It smelt a bit, did it?
No, it didn't smell. But it has the same covering as your radiator. We won't say exactly what's fallen behind your radiator, but you have the cover on top and the one in the bathroom has the exact same. So I was looking at it thinking, could I take that off? Could Nathan take his off?
For
to
the first time, I was hoping that a lot of people weren't listening to the show this morning. I don't want it to follow me.
Okay.
I just am ashamed.
Do you think you'll be known as the person that did this thing?
Well, I sincerely hope not. Yeah. And I'm going to deny it.
We did get a complaint.
We did.
Yeah.
And it was a complaint from a person who likes the show. And they were like, please stop it. I like listening to you.
But they could kind of relate to it.
Yeah, they were feeling.
You don't want to keep it a bit of a surprise.
You want to keep it a bit of a surprise. What else do we have on the show? We talk about my haircut. I was so scared yesterday.
Yeah.
I got a haircut in a different place. And do you know why? I didn't get to say this on the show. But I know you build up a relationship with your barber.
You do. It's very
personal. And a hairdresser. But I feel especially with me because I do struggle with acne on my scalp.
Yeah.
So recently I've really opened up to my barber and we're in a stage now where we can talk about it. And he will say, it's looking really good. Whatever you're using now is working. And I was like, well, I'm just having a good few days. I know in a couple of days it'll get worse. And I don't get that feeling of awkwardness or shyness and I get really red. So this, I feel like, because I've got a few kind of bald spots in the back of my head from previous spots and the barber knows.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to this one.
Did the person talk much to you?
Not a word.
Oh, nice.
He was so slick. He looked like Thiago Alcantara,
oh,
Liverpool's new striker,
yes,
Liverpool's
please.
New midfielder. He was so slick, didn't say a word.
I was thinking of you yesterday. Do you know the face? Obviously, you've had a few spots.
A few.
Could you invest in a nice expensive mask? Do you know what I mean? Like a face mask.
Oh, a face mask. I thought you were wanting me to get a Halloween mask just to cover it up completely. I could, but I probably
would. Would you not want to?
No, do you know what I'm going to do today?
That'd be nice for the skin.
I'm going into Boots later on today, or any other pharmacy, and I'm going to pick up some apparently tea tree spray.
Oh.
You spray it on the inside of your mask, Claire was saying, and it is supposed to be very good for your skin, but it's supposed to help your skin. Because I'm obviously getting a lot of acne from wearing the mask. And now if you wear the mask even more inside of work now, they're making us, when you get up from your desk, you got to wear your mask. So I have a bad feeling it's going to get worse. So
it'll get worse before it gets better.
I'll let the podcast listener know if the tea tree oil works. There we go. Yeah, on the show today, we talk about that. We talk about Nathan's radiator. Spin doctors are back. We learn more about Borat 2. That's what I'm going to call it. My haircut. Here we go.
Dublin. Are you ready?
Live across the city. The only way to start your day.
Let's go!
Spin.
103.8. Fully charged.
Fully charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 7.03 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
This guy over here made me another coffee this morning. You said yesterday, I don't like making them, but I'm telling you, I was all set to make the coffee and you said, no, please, I actually enjoy it. It's a sacred ritual of mine.
Do you know what actually happened upstairs that caused me a lot of stress? So we're drinking out of the compostable cups.
Yeah.
And I poured your coffee. And as I was pouring my coffee, your cup just disintegrated.
What?
And coffee went all over the counter. So I'm there upstairs cursing you while you're downstairs watching the highlights of Leeds against Wolves on the bloody computer.
Hey, it was a great game.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
And I took a gamble and it didn't pay off.
Yeah, I wish I could say you look very youthful today, but I would actually say you look very old and distinguished. What happened?
Okay, let's take us back to yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's, in our minds, it's Monday, okay? And We obviously didn't know what was going to happen. There was a lot of uncertainty whether we were going into level 4 or level 5. If when we were going into the levels, when they were going to come into action was going to be midnight last night. Nobody knew what was going on yesterday. So my main part of call is to get a haircut quick.
You were quite shaggy around the sides. Yeah. And look,
Go on, just say it.
You're getting grey specks around the head and this is a youthful station.
Yeah.
And you must appear young and marketable.
I have to. So I said, I'll book in with my barber right now. Couldn't book him in on Monday. The closest time was Tuesday, which was today. So I just booked him in for 4 o'clock today. But then yesterday I was thinking, what if we go into level 5 lockdown tonight and the barber's closed and I've got nothing for 6 weeks? So I took the gamble of cancelling my normal barber's booking.
Oh.
And I said I was going to walk around town and look for a walk-in. That's what I was going to do.
So you strolled around the city centre?
Strolled around the city centre yesterday around midday lunchtime. I said, I'm just going to find somewhere, walk-in.
I'd say it was very difficult to find a walk-in place.
So I'll tell you, Mondays, barbers and hairdressers, a lot of them don't open because they open Tuesday to Saturday.
Yeah.
So a lot of them were closed, the ones I had in mind. And then when I found places that were open, booked, queues out the door. Then I was walking around and said, I'll give my good old pal Nathan a call. He goes to a place in the city centre. Surely he'll know where to go. Gave Nathan a call. Missed my call, of course. Missed my call. But then he rang me back and he told me where to go. So you, and you said, go to my barber, Dara. Yeah. He's brilliant. He'll look after you. I said, beautiful. Put it into Google Maps. Went down. There was about two or three people waiting there.
Would you not have waited?
I didn't want to go in and wait for a walk-in. And I didn't know if you had to book. And I was really concerned. And I was like, do you know what? I'll leave it. Because then I had the gym booked in at one. And I was like, if the gym's closed tonight, I don't want to miss my gym. So I was stressing out walking around town. And then eventually I found a place. And I said, do you accept walk-ins? He goes, yeah. I said, there was nobody sitting
down.
What
was the vibe of the place? Come on, paint a picture.
I'll tell you exactly what the vibe of the place was. So let's go back to the place I usually go to. I've been going to the same place for about 3 years. And you can tell a lot about a place by the music they play. So in the usual place I go, you'll walk in and they'll be playing something like this.
Welcome to
You know. Nice, smooth music.
Very relaxing.
Bit of the Eagles, you know, it's very nice. Maybe the Rolling Stones the odd time. They're all wearing their waistcoats. Very nice place. I would call it a gentleman's barber.
Sounds luxurious.
I walk into this place, I sit down, and this music's playing.
Oh, no.
Reggaeton. Now, I love a bit of Louis Fancy and
like
J Balvin. But when I'm very nervous about getting a haircut and there's like kind of spray paint all over the walls and this is playing.
Like graffiti.
And the person in front of me is getting a mohawk done.
Wait, so how many barbers were in there?
One.
One barber?
One barber. The fella in front of me is getting a mohawk. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, oh my God, this is going to be the worst haircut of my life. So I went up and I sat down and I said, can you just touch the sides and just a tiny bit off the top?
Yeah.
Now, lovely barber.
Touch the sides. Are we going for a razor? A blade,
yeah, yeah,
two,
yeah, yeah.
Three?
0.5 to one.
All right.
And he
clearly
actually
didn't do that.
I think he did a great job as to what I told him to do. He took his time in there for about 40 minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
But it looks like I didn't get a haircut because I was so afraid. He goes, do you want more off the top? I said, no, just leave it as it is. Leave it as it is. And then as I left,
I'll be back. How much was it?
It was €5 cheaper than I usually pay. It's 20
quid. I thought you were going to say €5.
But they didn't accept card. Cash only.
Oh.
I go, I see what you're
doing
here.
That sort of place.
So this is it for 6 weeks now. I might as well have not got a haircut. Yeah. And I could have gone today because the restrictions don't come in till Wednesday evening. So
would you not go today?
I don't have another €25 to pay to stuff.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Lil Mosey, Blueberry Fago at 7:21 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Hey Graham, do you remember when you used to always purchase the blueberries for your porridge, but then they started to go furry?
No, I still get the blueberries. It was the raspberries that always went furry. Now I put my raspberries in the freezer and they don't go furry anymore.
Can you just check, is this a free show?
Free show.
Free show.
Hit us up on our Patreon if you want to give us the price of a coffee.
Hey, massive day yesterday. the nominations for the Journalism Awards 2020 were announced.
Yes.
We didn't make the cut. I don't think we entered this year, did we?
We didn't. It's one of you didn't enter, got to get her wrong into it.
I will enter absolutely that game into anything. I want to play a game with you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you three headlines because there's a category, Headline of the Year.
Oh, hold on a second.
I think if we were going to enter a category, this would be our baby because you know we do a game, we're doing it after nine, Headline Hotline, where we have to try and come up with a witty headline when producer Callum gives us a fake story.
Yes. I cannot believe they have a specific category. This is, forget about best journalist or best news story. This is the most coveted award, surely, of the night. Okay, how many headlines? What are we doing?
Okay, I have three headlines. All you have to do is guess what the story was.
Beautiful.
Are we happy with this?
Oh, yes.
Now, it could be short and sweet. It could be very easy.
Do you know what? This is what we need today. It's exactly what
we need. Have a sip of your coffee. Get yourself ready.
I'm going to lean back in my chair.
Okay, I'm going to begin with the first one. I think this is quite easy. Graham, I know you like to browse through the newspapers every morning, mm-hmm. so I think you're going to do well in this game. First headline, Brendan Howlin. That was the headline. Brendan Howlin.
Okay, so Brendan Howlin is a politician.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's got to do with him. I think it's got to do with, did we have a storm, Brendan? Or something?
Correct! We did! We had a savage storm called Brendan that battered Ireland with driving rain and hurricane force winds.
Oh, happy with that
one. Oh, you should be. Okay,
let's... Well done to the journalist who created that.
Second headline.
Come on.
Go out your back and tan.
That is my favourite headline of the year. Go out your back and tan. That is when we went into lockdown and we were told to stay indoors, but we could go into the garden and obviously the weather was really nice.
This man is the real deal.
Well, I just remember that one.
Last one.
Come on. Let's make it a clean sweep.
I hope you're enjoying this at home. Blame it on the buggy.
Oh.
Blame it on the buggy. A bit more difficult.
Are you sure it's not blame it on the bogey?
No. Blame it on the buggy. Don't know if you came across this story.
Oh, as in buggy, as in B-U-G-G-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, blame it on the buggy.
Any
oh,
idea?
Did somebody get their buggy caught in the Lewis tracks and then filed for to get some compensation or some rubbish?
Oh, I will say a 73-year-old man was sentenced for a month in jail for damaging the wing mirrors of cars with his mobility scooter.
So read that again.
A 73-year-old man was sentenced for a month in jail for damaging the wing mirrors of cars with his mobility scooter.
Well, did he do it on purpose?
I don't know. The headline is Blame It on the Buggy.
That's a good headline. Get out your back in tan. Has to win. We have to keep an eye on that. We have to find out who actually wins the best headline.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
We came up with this segment at midnight. We huddled around a car park up Killiney Hill. And we said, look, let's dress up as cowboys and let's do something strange on the radio. Two Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story, and at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Howdy, Sheriff.
Hello there. I'm still reeling after yesterday, after there was an inquest into my judgment.
Shame on you.
Your judging skills were called into question. Hopefully, you picked the proper winner yesterday. You picked me, even though I didn't agree with that. Well, shows it's bad.
It's not what you agree, it's what I agree as the sheriff.
All right, Sheriff.
Oh, he's a sassy sheriff. Can I begin?
What do you have?
I think we all need a feel-good story this morning.
Yep.
And this should put a smile on your face. A woman called Marie Grover, she turned 100 years of age the other day. She is a massive fan of Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. And
strange thing to be a fan of 100.
A woman called Jamie Killinger, so she is best friends with Marie's granddaughter, tweeted The Rock and said, oh my God, my punt to get at The Rock to wish my best friend's gran a happy 100th birthday as she adores him might work. A friend of a friend is in touch. She will lose her mind. When we were in high school 25 years ago, she would wear a Rock sweatshirt and tell us how handsome he is.
That's cool.
The Rock replied to the tweet and sent a message. I've broken it down into two clips. This is The Rock singing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marie Grover, who turns 100 years old today, and I'm so honored that she's my fan. Happy birthday to you.
Marie's laugh is fantastic, isn't it?
That's her laugh.
Yes.
I'm not lying when
I say. She's having a great time.
I thought that was a parrot. I thought The Rock was recording that in a room
in a zoo
where there was a parrot.
No, it's Marie's laugh, and hear her at the end. So The Rock just says something lovely to her.
I, and I'm sure everyone around you right now, I'm very happy you were born, and I'm so happy and honored to send you this message. Marie Grover, happy birthday. And now, wonderful, now you can eat cake, you can get drunk, you can have the best time, party hard. I'm sending you so much love. Mwah. Happy birthday, Marie.
You rock, you.
There's the parrot.
Oh, she actually does sound like a parrot. It actually destroyed that story for me.
Happy birthday. We want to say on behalf of Fully Charged, if you're a fan of our show, happy birthday. My story's got to do with Lewis Hamilton. Obviously, Formula One superstar, but he went on Instagram Live last night to preview some of the tracks he's going to release.
So
he is working in the studio. Like, he wants to become an artist.
I don't know.
He previewed 8 songs to fans after spending a decade working in the studio. He actually was on a Christina Aguilera track last year. I've got some of the lyrics here of some of the songs to get a kind of a vibe of what Lewis is going to be releasing. It goes, all night I've been drinking way too much. This girl I'm leaving with, in come with us. So run that body by me once again. This time I'm in bed, I'm an always on 10.
Kind of sounds like Liam Payne wrote that song.
And then about his ex Nicole Scherzinger, on and off for 7 years, he says, caught you lying, it's like a sad song on the radio. Breaking my heart, I can't let it go. But I've got a clip of a tiny segment, because he was on his Instagram Live and he's kept on flicking through the songs so I couldn't hear them properly.
I want to hear his voice.
Yeah, this is his voice.
So run that body by me once again. It's time in my bed, I'm always on 10. All night I've been drinking way too much.
And that's all we got.
Yes, exactly what I thought was going to happen. Heavily auto-tuned, could be anyone singing.
Sheriff, what are you saying?
The sheriff decides this morning's winner is Nathan O'Reilly.
Oh, I'm surprised.
For the woman that sounds like a parrot.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
With Just Eat. Over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get it wrong.
Is it fair to say that we own this game?
Yeah, I'd say if it went to court, I'd say the station probably owns it.
Oh.
Yeah, it'd be difficult.
Yeah. I haven't looked into it, and to be honest with you, I'm not prepared to. There's probably too much paperwork.
This is the game where all you got to do is get the questions wrong, and if you top our leaderboard, you'll win €100, plus a Gotta Get It Wrong board game at the end of the week, and of course, everybody this week who plays wins a €50 Just Eat voucher. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning, Graham and Nathan.
Hello, Sophie. How are you getting on?
Great, yeah, I'm just here outside work.
Oh, lovely. Where do you work?
I'm a nanny, so I'm working in a house that's within 5 kilometres of my house.
Oh, lovely. And what time do you start at?
I actually start right now, but they'll be okay.
That's okay. Well, look, you got €100 and I got to get a wrong board game to play for. And you've just won a €50 Just Eat voucher. Congratulations, Sophie.
We'd like to ask the question. I think it's going to be an ongoing theme. What are you going to spend the €50 on, Just Eat voucher? What takeaway?
Probably sushi.
Oh, sushi. All right.
What'll be your favourite sushi joint?
I actually get it in a local place in Greystones called Fulham, and they make it fresh there. So it takes ages to make, but it's so good.
That sounds lovely. I remember I went for sushi before, and it was my first time trying wasabi. I actually thought it was avocado. Oh dear God. Oh, Lord.
Burns the nose hairs off you.
Would you be surprised to know that I don't like sushi?
Well, if it's not covered in gravy and dripping full of fat.
Wouldn't be for me, Sophie. Right, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Aoife is on top with 13. 14 puts you top, Sophie. Here we go.
What noise does a red squirrel make? What American president did Brendan Gleeson play in the Comey rule?
Barack Obama.
What nationality is Donald Trump?
Irish.
Who is the Leeds manager?
Donald Trump.
Name a Judi Dench film.
Taken.
What is the name of the film that Matt Damon is shooting in Ireland?
Mamma Mia.
What fruit makes wine?
Strawberries.
Name a Lady Gaga album.
Kick It.
What's 55 minus 5?
70.
12 plus 12 is 24. True or false?
False.
Sing a Cheryl song.
Happy birthday to you.
What band was Cheryl in?
One Direction.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Tomatoes.
How do you spell kennel?
ABC.
What rhymes with spade?
Dog.
What is Adam Sandler's job?
Stripper.
Do your best impression of Ewan McGregor.
Hardy.
Wow.
All right.
Wowzers.
Sophie, some fantastic answers in there. How did you find it?
My heart's racing, but I think I did okay.
Wowzers.
Heart's racing. That's the slogan of this game. Makes you feel alive. And you know what? Sophie, you came on this morning. You wear your heart on your sleeve. You say, look, I love sushi and I don't care about it, okay? And you reminded me of someone.
Oh,
who's that?
Sophie, you reminded me of a very, very young Hillary Clinton.
Oh, brilliant.
Do you like Hillary?
I do, actually, yeah.
Go on, Hillary.
Go on. And Sophie, you got 16.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Sophie, you go top of the leaderboard. And if nobody gets 17 or more between now and Friday, that Gotta Get It Wrong board game plus the €100 is yours. Thanks for playing.
Fantastic.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
See you, Sophie.
And if you want to play this week, all you got to do is text or WhatsApp us with the word wrong plus your name and location to 087 711 1038. And remember, you will automatically win that €50 Just Eat voucher, over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I really didn't want to have to tell this story this morning. Look, I'll do a warning at the beginning. If you don't like stories that involve throwing up, then turn up the volume because it's good to face your fears. All right.
What am I right in saying that you wanted to tell the story yesterday, but you had to shy away from it?
Well, I'm just so afraid that my legacy, I'm going to be remembered for doing this. I think it's as disgusting as producer Callum when he said the other week that he enjoys drinking water from the bathroom tap.
Yes, which we found out comes from the water tank in the attic where rats and mice go to die.
And chicken bones, surprisingly.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Right, well, I'll give you the radio.
It was Saturday night and I was feeling unwell. And I was in my bedroom, and one thing led to another, Graham, and I ended up throwing up on my radiator.
It's disgusting.
In my bedroom. I know it's disgusting.
That's absolutely rotten.
Yeah, I know.
When was it?
Saturday night.
Weren't you out with your roommate on Saturday night?
No, I think I ate something very odd that day.
No, I'm pretty sure I saw you out somewhere.
Me.
I heard it.
No.
You were coming in on Monday telling us about this new place in Grand Canal.
No.
How nice it was.
Graham, please. I ended up throwing up on the radiator in my bedroom. I've tried my best over the last few days to clean it. I can't get through the radiator.
So what type of radiator do you have?
Well, look, I don't know too much about radiators, I'll
really?
Be honest with you. I don't want to gloat. It's like a white radiator. Well, it used to be white. It's like a closed-top radiator. There's a grill on top, but it like covers the entire bit of the radiator.
So there's no gap between the radiator and the wall, but I know the grill, so the heat can come out of the grill, but also vomit can go into the grill.
I can't get my fingers through that grill.
So what happens when the heating goes on?
It smells so bad.
Oh, no.
Honestly, it woke me up in the middle of the night. I don't know why our heating was going on at 2 in the morning, but it smelt of sour milk in my bedroom.
Jesus, stop. All right, that's
enough.
And
it's making me so emotional, and I was going to ring my mum, but I didn't want to wake her up, and I think I'm going to cry live on air. I need your help right now. What can I do? How can I clean this radiator? The number is 087.
We've asked some weird questions on this show. How do I clean my vomity radiator? That's probably up there with the weirdest.
I genuinely need your help. I feel so vulnerable. It wasn't a night out. I actually ate a weird burger.
The burger.
I have to do a warning, as this is a fairly disgusting story.
And don't go too much detail this time, please.
Well, I just feel so ashamed, but I know that you're a lovely community. The Fully Charged community has always been there for me in my career. So I'm going to just tell you what happened. It was Saturday night. I'd eaten something strange.
After a night out.
I was in my bedroom, and one thing led to another, and I ended up throwing up on the radiator in my bedroom. Now, that happened on Saturday night, and I haven't told anyone because I'm so ashamed. And I've tried to clean the radiator, Graham. I can't fit my tiny fingers around. So they're sick there, and then it gets warm and it smells so bad.
So it has the grill on top of it, so it closes it off around the perimeter of the radiator. I know what you have there. Sinead has been in contact with us.
That's seriously...
Yeah, I think that speaks Sinead, for all of us.
I'm mortified right now. I'm hoping a loved one isn't listening to the show this morning.
But Vera has been in contact. Vera, you have some little tip for Nathan.
Right, well, my friend, it happened to my friend a couple of times. So she said a good bit of warm water in a bowl, hot water.
Yeah.
A bit of disinfectant, a few drops of disinfectant, and just pour it like slowly down the radiator, and then like the smell, and it'll clean it and all, and it'll go for you.
See, that's what I was thinking. Can I pour water around the radiator? I don't want to, I don't know, electrocute myself.
You won't get electrocuted on the radiator.
Yeah, you won't. Yeah,
oh,
no.
God. See what we're dealing with here, Vera.
I know, Jesus.
And so, after pouring all the water around the radiator, when can it be turned on?
Like, not long after, like, because then when you turn it on, then it'll dry the water because it'll be warm, and then it'll just steam away and it'll be dry.
So, and can I ask more about your friend? How many times has your friend done this?
A couple times.
Has she or he not learned their lesson?
No, see, her bed is up against the wall where the radiator is, so anytime she's out drinking or anything, she'd just turn over and get sick.
All right. Yeah, I'd say get up out of bed and maybe go to the sink.
It was kind of the same thing as me, Vera, but I'd eaten something dodgy.
I was
sat on my bed and I thought it was the toilet.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
All right.
It happened to the best of us.
Vera, thanks very much for your suggestion. Really appreciate it this morning. Bye.
No problem.
You are looking for tips. I didn't think once we got this breakfast show that we'd stoop to this, but here we are. On Tuesday the 20th of October 2020. Joe, what are you saying for Nathan?
Just get the old dust cleaners, the wire ones. Just stick it down and scrub the life out of it. Should work for you.
Joe sounds like a man who could come over and do it for you.
Joe,
I'd say Joe could sort it out. Joe could take off the radiator from the wall and give you a brand new one, I reckon.
Yeah, but I'd say you'd have to bring a brown envelope and go, there you go, Joe.
And that's absolutely fine. You've plenty of cash. Kira, how can we help Nathan?
Okay, kitchen roll and fabric softener. So wet the kitchen roll with the fabric softener and then like stuff it down a little bit into the radiator. And then when the heat comes on, you'll smell the softener instead of the peak.
Oh, okay.
That sounds good. I definitely will steal my roommate's fabric softener. My worry is, Kira, I can't get the tissue all the way down the radiator, and I'm scared that it'll end up stuck in the radiator, and then, could happen.
I have an idea.
Nah.
Kira, why don't you get the bottle of fabric softener and just pour it into the radiator and see what happens?
Give it a try.
Kira, thank you so much.
Bye.
And we go to Debbie as well, who's getting in contact.
Hi, Nathan. You do know that the top of the radiator cover comes off, so you'd be easily able to get to the back of the radiator cover. Did you ever think of using like a long-headed roller that you use for painting at the back of the radiator to clean down the back of the radiator with soap and water? Okay.
Like, why is Debbie laughing so much?
I thought when she was like, did you ever think, I thought she was going to say, did you ever think you're just using your brain?
What was Debbie saying there?
Something about a ruler. I didn't really understand it. She was laughing too much. It's the weekend on Blinding Lights, 8:24 on Fully Charged with Graham and
Maybe
Nathan.
Maybe I regret what we've been speaking about this morning.
Well, I think we're going to put a stop to it now-ish. You are talking about on Saturday night, you did feel a little bit unwell. You say after a bad bit of food. It's funny, I saw you out on your Instagram.
I ate something very strange.
Funny, you were trying out a new hotspot in Grand Canal.
Little warning.
Man on the town.
I did throw up on the radiator in my room.
Okay, and that's it.
Thank you all for your advice and help. I'm going to clean it later on today.
Alison, I think, is all of us this morning. Alison says, guys, seriously, can you please drop that topic?
Oh.
I'm on my way into work. I'm pregnant and I've already been ill myself this morning.
Oh no.
And I'm trying to hold it together in the bus. Love the show and listen every morning. But this is a bit much. And you know what? You're right.
I feel bad.
You did that to poor Alison. Poor Alison.
I hope Alison didn't get sick on the radiator. I hope she didn't. Because it's a horrible feeling.
We will move on. We'll move the topic on.
Well, what are we going to talk about next?
Really, really fun thing to talk about next, all right. I think it was last week we were talking about it. It was products that are called different things in different countries. And we may have just found the most shocking one yet.
Oh, okay.
It's a service / app that we're all aware of here in Ireland. We may be giving away vouchers to that service on the show all week. We found out in Australia it's called something else. And they have a jingle as well with the other name. And it sounds so weird.
Do we have the jingle?
We have the jingle. We'll do it next.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Now, a few weeks ago, we were speaking on the show about products that are called different names in different countries. And it was very interesting.
Give me a few examples, all right? Burger King. In Australia, this is the one that blows my mind, but we actually have a new one that blows my mind even more. But first, Burger King in Australia is called Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
You know the deodorant Sure, that's called Rexona some places in Europe. Galaxy Bar.
This was so strange.
It's called Dove.
Yeah.
I don't like that one because Dove is obviously a soap brand here, so you're getting a Dove and it has the same branding as well and the same font as the galaxy on front of the bar.
Do we have any reason as to why they call it different names?
I don't know. You know the whole Jif and Sif thing? It was easier for the Europeans to say Sif than Jif, and I don't know. But we came across one that blew our mind, especially when we found out they've changed the jingle as well. So
I didn't believe it until I heard the jingle.
So we obviously are a fan of Just Eat, and all week on Gotta Get It Wrong, by just playing, you will win a €50 Just Eat voucher. How amazing is that?
We love the good folk at Just Eat.
And one of the biggest songs of 2020 was Snoop Dogg on the Just Eat ad, of course, because very little new music been released, and this is probably one of the best songs of the year. Just Eat. Now, Just Eat isn't called Just Eat in Australia.
It just is the strangest name.
Just Eat is called Menulog in Australia. And we were thinking, okay, it's called Menulog, but they probably just do their own thing. No. Snoop Dogg does the exact same Just Eat ad, but for Menulog.
I'm telling you right now, Snoop Dogg did not enjoy doing this jingle.
This is it. M-E-N-U-L-O-G.
Menulog.
Doesn't sound right.
Menulog. It just sounds like an Excel sheet for me. Menulog.
Listen to it again. It doesn't sound right. Menulog. Nah, I'm not having that.
Do we know why it's called Menulog in Australia?
I have no idea why it's called Menulog in Australia, but I felt like we had to bring that to the show after us talking so much about the other products called different things. I think that now tops Burger King and Hungry Jack's for me. Just Eat in Australia is called Menulog.
I feel dirty. I feel like I need to have a shower right now.
Well, if you want to win some €50 Menulog, I mean,
no,
Just Eat.
No,
Just Eat.
Just Eat.
Vouchers. Every single day and Gotta Get It Wrong at 7:45. By just coming on, you will win them.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Headline. Hotline.
I know when the hotline. Let's do this, brother. Headline hotline. Producer Callum, he gives us a fake story. Graham and I, and you listening, get involved this morning. We have to try and come up with a witty headline. Currently 1-0 to you. Yesterday's story, Graham, was picture this, releasing a grime album with Stormzy. I found it quite difficult.
I said Graham Hennessy. I was very happy with that.
The lead singer, Ryan Hennessy.
Right, producer Callum, what is this morning's fake news story?
So the fake news story that I'm looking for, your big newspaper headline, and don't forget, if I like yours at home as well, I will give you two cinema passes for you to use when the cinemas reopen. Who knows when that'll be now, but here we go.
Donald Trump
selling his own pumpkins for Halloween. That's today's fake news story. Donald Trump selling his own pumpkins for Halloween.
Do you know the stories? I've been happy. I will slam you when they're bad, but you know what?
I know you will.
You're doing good.
I get worried when it's a political story, as I feel, Graham, this is more your bread and butter.
And Donald Trump's been in the news forever,
really,
though. He's not really a politician.
He's political, man. We're not talking about some TD... some independent TD from down the country.
Leave me be.
Right, Donald Trump selling own pumpkins for Halloween. If you have a headline for that, 087 711 1038.
What was the story one more time?
The story, Donald Trump selling his own pumpkins for Halloween. How did we find it this morning?
Yeah, it was grand.
I was struggling at the beginning and then I came across a good headline.
I am winning 1-0 so far this week. Could I make it 2-0 or will Nathan bring it 1-1? Producer Callum, who do you want to go first?
We'll let Nathan go first because he's training this week.
All right, here we go. You open up the newspaper, you see the headline, get your Trumpkins. Pumpkin, Trumpkin.
Trumpkin, get your Trumpkins. Okay, go on. Graham, off you go.
So Donald Trump is obviously a Republican. The Republican candidate.
Oh no.
Nathan, I like yours, but I'm going to say that your headline is probably what we would call in the industry low-hanging fruit.
I thought it was very high-hanging.
it's sort of what you were just replaced pumpkin with Trumpkin. Graham went for that extra little bit of detail with the Republican Party. Graham, you're the winner. It's 2-0 this week.
The Republican candidate.
Gobsmacked here. This is a fix or something.
All right, some great headlines coming in. Along the same lines as Nathan's, of course, if you impress producer Callum, he's very strict. You will win a pair of cinema passes. Cormac says, Trumpkins for 50 pence.
Yes, Cormac.
In Asda, Mike Pence.
Mike Pence,
VP.
Very good.
I don't get the Asda part. In Asda.
Asda. No, the Asda ruins it for me. So no,
Why did you put Asda in that?
Sorry, bud. Trumpkins by Donald from Simon. That's along the same lines as Nathan.
Trumpkins was very popular this morning.
Breeder says, Trumpkin pie, Trump's backup plan.
I like
too many
all these.
Trumps. Too many Trumps spoiled the broth.
Stacey says, presidential pumpkins making Halloween great again.
I was going to do actually smiling on the outside, hollow inside, on a big picture of Trump.
Okay, because like he's like a, he is like a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Because of his orange face and he's hollow on the inside. And then just a lot more of Donald Trumpkins.
Get a bit more creative tomorrow, I think that's what I'm looking for.
I'm the best this morning out of everyone.
I think we should have all won that had Trumpkins in the headline.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Yeah. Are you ready? The Spin Doctors with Gillette. We don't just play the game, we change it. Gillette, made of what matters.
Come on, Graham, we have this. The Spin Doctors, Graham and I, every Tuesday at this part of the show, we try and put a positive spin on something bad that has happened in your life.
Yes, the Spin Doctors with Gillette. Good morning, start with Gillette, giving you the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Kira, welcome to the clinic. What seems to be the problem?
I made my porridge this morning and picked up the bowl and it was too hot, so I spilled it all over myself.
That's a tough one.
Now tell us a bit more details. What was in the porridge? Did you have any fruit?
There was Nutella and strawberries.
Delicious.
And were you, so I just need to get a kind of an idea of the situation. Were you on your way to work? Are you working from home? Are you in school? What was going on? Like, what were you getting ready for?
I had just come back from the gym and I'm working from home, so I was making my breakfast before I started work.
Now, can I ask, Kira, was anyone else living with you?
No, just the dog.
Just the dog, right. I was going to say an early, cheap Halloween costume.
What would she be? Porridge lady.
Porridge lady. Superpower is she has porridge on her.
Kira, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking. Did your dog lick up the porridge?
Yeah.
Well, a nice treat for your dog this morning.
Yeah. And did you, okay, so you're having your porridge, and like porridge is healthy. It's a healthy option in the morning time. And you were trying to be good after the gym and then you spilled it. Am I going to say that you put on maybe some toast or something afterwards? Have something a little bit nicer for breakfast.
I did. I had toast and the strawberries that were left over and a bit of Nutella.
Well, now, didn't you have a much nicer breakfast because of the spillage of the porridge?
Yeah.
And sorry, you had strawberries with Nutella on the toast?
Yeah.
That sounds
so nice.
Absolutely delicious. Kind of like chocolate strawberries you would get in a dessert.
It's like pancakes.
That actually sounds like a dessert you had for breakfast.
Exactly.
You treated yourself. So imagine you were going to eat that horrible pig slop porridge. Not for you after a massive workout. So your dog got a lovely breakfast.
Boom.
And you got a lovely breakfast.
Yeah.
Everyone's a winner. Kira, we always ask at the end, do you feel been put a positive spin on your story?
100%.
Yes.
We don't need to ask those questions, Graham. We both knew.
And that means you've just won a Gillette Skin Guard starter pack plus 6 months worth of blades. Kira, that is yours. I know you're delighted about that. Kira, thanks for calling. Enjoy the prize.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I sincerely hope we're all looking forward to watching this film as much as me.
14 years ago, I released a movie film which brought great shame to Kazakhstan. But now I was instructed to return to Yankee Land to carry out secret mission.
I go to America!
Yes.
Cannot wait.
Borat 2 is out this Friday on Amazon Prime. The name of the film, I'm calling it Borat 2, but it has such a whopper headline.
Go for it.
You have to say it with confidence. Borat subsequent movie film delivery of prodigious bribe to American regime for making benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard to say.
That's a mouthful.
So I cannot wait. Out this Friday, the actor Sacha Baron Cohen, he's opened up about the difficulties of shooting this film. In a recent New York Times interview, he said, "The hardest thing I had to do was I lived in character for 5 days in this lockdown house. I was waking up, having breakfast, lunch, dinner, going to sleep as Borat when I lived in a house with these two conspiracy theorists. You can't have a moment out of character." So he's properly like Daniel Day-Lewis. He was doing extreme method acting.
I think there's a clip of that in the trailer where he's sitting down in the house with them and he's going around hitting the wall with a saucepan.
Oh.
Do you have it?
Brother, I have it.
Oh, let's do it.
Here we go.
What is more dangerous, this virus or the Democrats?
Democrats.
Democrats.
Killing some of the virus.
No, you can't see the virus.
No, it's still there.
Oh, it's
the
so
virus.
Good. Now, like, it's very topical. It's very relevant because it's it was shot earlier this year. It's been a quick turnaround with the film. At one stage, he infiltrates a Mike Pence speech and he dresses up as Donald Trump. Now, he explains the difficulties of actually arriving there because, as you can imagine, so much security.
Yeah, so at a Republican rally,
yeah,
the vice president is there and he dresses up as
Donald Trump. He says he ended up having to stay in a bathroom for 5 hours, hiding out until the right moment to come out and kind of scare everyone.
So did he, I don't know if you know, we'll definitely find out on Friday, but did he go in as Donald Trump or did he bring in the costume?
He went in as Donald Trump, but managed to make his way to the bathroom.
Okay.
I don't really understand how. He does look like Donald Trump. He said he spent hours with the different prosthetics. But this Friday, I cannot wait for it.
It's going. Like, the cojones he has to do this sort of stuff. I remember I was watching a TV show with him. I think it was out maybe 2 or 3 years ago, where he was pitching an idea to build a mosque in a very Republican town. And they started to go crazy at him.
So scary.
And they're like, what's the problem? Do you want the mosque to be bigger? And they're like, no, we don't want no damn mosque in here. And he had to hold his character. It was insane. So out this Friday.
He has to get an Oscar.
Give it again. Give us their full title.
Oh, okay. We all can't wait for Borat subsequent movie film delivery a prodigious bribe to American regime for make benefit once glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.